I didn't expect you home so early.
Well, that's pretty obvious. Sam, is this the kind of thing that goes on behind my back all the time?
Now, Darren, I broke that vase, and it's a present from your Uncle Albert, so naturally
I know what you thought. You thought you'd just ring-a-ding-ding your nose and put everything back together again. Sam, you're getting to be more witch than wife.
Well, you knew I was a witch when you married me.
No, I didn't. You didn't tell me until our wedding night, if you remember.
Darren.
What?
I wonder about that sometimes. If I had told you I was a witch, would you have still married me?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, thank you. That's very broad-minded of you.
Oh, come on, Sam. I said I would, didn't I?
Not very convincingly.
Well, how can anyone be sure of a thing like that? I am reasonably certain. I mean, I'm practically positive. Yes, I would. Okay? Okay. Well, I'm going to go upstairs and say hello to the baby.
You do that.
Yeah.
Sweet and tender.
Oh, hi, Mother.
There's a way to find out whether he would have married you or not.
You would like to know whether he would have proposed to you if you told him you were a witch. Well, I can put you back in the past so you can find out.
No, Mother. Darren's angry enough. I wouldn't want to upset him anymore.
Well, he won't be. He'll go back in time, and when he returns, he'll never remember a thing.
Now, Mother, this is between Darren and me. So will you please change the subject?
Why, of course, dear. You know, the weather's very lovely on the Riviera this season. You owe yourself a trip, Samantha.
Mother, you don't believe Darren would have proposed to me, right?
Oh, and there's such an interesting group of people there. There's a young, divine Italian director, and there's that crazy French novelist that...
Mother.
No, I don't think whatchamacallit would have married you.
Well, you're wrong.
There always will be a doubt, won't there?
I suppose so.
And when you look across the breakfast table at him, you'll wonder, what would have happened if... Oh, let me send you back, Samantha.
Well, all right, Mother, you win.
Good. Now, sometime in the past, you're going to tell him you're a witch. When do you think that would have been?
Well, there was the time I went to cook dinner in his apartment. I almost told him then, before he proposed.
Well, that sounds very, very good.
Now, Mother, no nonsense.
No. When you go back to the past, it'll be exactly as it would have been. Now then, come here. Ah. Thunder, lightning, rain, hail, rummer, dumber, lummer, bay. Backward, turn backward, O tide in thy flight. Let her find out what would happen that night.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Oh, yes, I am. How about that?
I'm your friendly cosmetic lady, and we're introducing a new kind of kiss-proof lipstick. I'd like to leave you a sample.
Oh, well. It's a marvelous product. I'll take all your hair. You look beautiful.
You're just saying that because you're handsome.
Well, here we are.
Yes, I guess I am.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
To you. Sorry. I meant for this evening to be special, but I didn't mean for it to be that special.
Darren, this is sort of a special evening for me, too. You see, there's something I have to tell you.
Bet I can guess what it is.
You couldn't possibly.
You forgot to bring the things for the dinner you're going to cook me, right?
No. No, you'll have your dinner. I can whip up a dinner out of nothing.
Well, that's just what we've got in my refrigerator. Nothing.
No, it's something about me. I really think you should know.
I know all I need to know about you.
I don't think so. It's about my family. We're, different.
Samantha, I'm not interested in your family. I'm interested in you. I wouldn't care if they were shoplifters, moonshiners, or cattle rustlers.
If it were only that simple. Darren, I think you better sit down.
Okay.
You love me, don't you?
I've been doing my best to give you that impression.
Well, here goes. Darren, I'm a witch.
Well, nobody's perfect.
I'm serious. I am a witch.
What makes you say that?
No, I mean I am. I'm a house-haunting, cauldron-stirring, broom-riding witch.
Sam, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to take you out to a nice, quiet restaurant. We're going to have dinner. After the dinner, I'm going to take you to a very funny movie. How'd you like that?
Darren, I told you we could have dinner here.
And I think it might be a better idea if we had dinner at a restaurant.
Well, if you don't believe me, I guess I'll just have to prove it. Careful, hot plate.
It is hot.
Well, if you don't like roast beef, maybe you'd like a turkey dinner.
You're a witch.
Yes, Darren.
I mean, you really are a witch. Were you born that way?
Mm-hmm. Mother's a witch, father's a warlock.
I see.
Now that you know, does it make any difference?
No. Of course not. Why should it? I mean, what's the difference? Well, who cares about a little thing like that?
Oh, Darren.
Don't touch me!
Oh, how chicken! Well, now you know. Oh, boy. Do I know? Oh, boy.
Well, it's nice to be sure. It clears up all your doubts.
Walking out on me from his own apartment. Coward!
What?
Oh, Darren.
What is this all about? Whatever it is, you're responsible.
Oh, tish tosh. He doesn't remember.
Now, do you remember the night I came to your apartment to cook dinner?
Of course I remember.
Well, this time I told you I was a witch and you behaved very badly.
I did?
You ran out on me.
Well, that's understandable.
Oh, yes, very understandable. You see what I mean?
Well, I came back, didn't I? Didn't I?
Well, I don't know. We didn't go that far.
You didn't go that... That's not fair. You didn't give me a chance.
That wasn't necessary. Your attitude was obvious. Narrow-minded, intolerant, middle-class, superstitious...
Oh, all right, Mother. Now, that will do. Darren's right. We didn't give him a chance.
Oh, my poor baby. Where did I go wrong? Where did I fail you?
Now, cut that out. Sam, I love you. And if this cuckoo experiment is upsetting you, I demand the right to go back and prove myself.
That's only fair. Mother? Send us back. You sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, all right. Thunder, lightning, hail, rain, rummer, dumber, lummer, bane. Backward, turn backward, oh time in thy flight. Both of them go back, and you'll see that I'm right.
You're a red-blooded American boy, and you're in love with a witch. She's a beautiful witch, and you're in love with her.
Dad, here are my layouts for the salad oil campaign.
Just pour them on the desk, Larry.
Please, Darren, no jokes about the accounts.
Sorry, Larry.
Hey, wasn't your girlfriend going to cook dinner last night? How'd it go?
Please, no jokes about my love life.
Sorry, Darren, but she's beautiful. What do you care if she can cook or not?
Oh, she can cook. She can do anything.
Then what's the problem?
Larry, I had the shock of my life last night. I've got to tell somebody.
Yeah? Yeah.
Samantha is... No, you'd never believe me.
Of course I'll believe you. Go on.
You'd never believe me, Larry.
I tell you, Darren, I'll believe you. Tell me.
You'd never believe me.
Try me. She's a witch. Darren, take it from an old married man. All women are witches. If you really love her and she loves you, what's the difference?
But she's a witch. W-I-T-C-H.
Oh, come off it, Darren. If you want a vacation, just ask for her.
She's a witch.
Listen, if you keep on with this fruitcake routine, you'll have a permanent vacation.
If she were here, she'd tell you she's a witch.
Is that what you really want?
It certainly is.
What is the matter with you?
Samantha, I'd like you to meet my boss, Larry Tate.
Charmed. I'm enchanted.
How about bewitched, Mr. Tate?
I didn't mean to, no offense.
None taken.
Samantha, thank you for popping in.
Oh, don't mention it. And now I'll just, disappear, the way you did last night.
Tell me, if an advertiser were trying to decide between McMahon and Tate and another agency, could she, make him choose us?
Certainly.
And, if we drew up a campaign for him, could she influence him so...
He'd be crazy about it.
Marvelous. Marvelous!
Well, now that I'm no longer needed.
The girl is just what we need.
Trouble is, I love her.
The possibilities.
Despite the possibilities, gotta have that girl.
I want that girl on our team.
Love to team up with that girl.
I'll work out the details and talk to you later. But don't worry, you won't regret it.
I know, it's a wonderful girl.
Oh, fine.
You're a red-blooded American boy, and you're in love with a witch.
Hello, Samantha, it's Darren. Don't hang up. Honey, I've been miserable without you. I miss you. I want to see you. I want to talk to you. Samantha? Samantha?
I love you.
And I love you.
I'm sorry I reacted the way I did.
Oh, no, now, sweetheart, it was my fault. I just didn't find the right way of telling you about me. Maybe I shouldn't have.
No, you were right. I had to find out sooner or later.
Well, you see, not many of our people have fallen in love with human beings before, and, well, I just didn't have a precedent to go on.
You come with me. Samantha?
Yes, Darren?
You're the most important thing that ever happened to me.
I'm glad.
I look into the future, I can't even imagine it without you.
I feel the same way.
Well, I know I don't make a great deal of money, but I'm sure I'll be making a lot more soon, and,
Darren, is this a proposal?
It's supposed to be, but, will you help me? I've never done this before.
Well, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't you just say, will you marry me?
That's it. Samantha.
Yes, Darren.
There's someone at the door.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Good evening, Darren.
Larry.
Hello, Samantha. I'm glad you're here.
Larry,
bear with me for a moment, Darren. I've got something wonderful worked out for you two lovebirds.
Well, thank you very much, Mr.
Davis. I think this is going to be a marvelous marriage. We're going to get along beautifully.
We?
I've been giving this a lot of thought. You know, we can't miss. Samantha, the way you can influence a client will make us the biggest agency in the world.
Now, just a minute.
I know what you're thinking, and don't worry. I'm going to make Darren a vice president with a big increase in salary.
I see. That's why you told me you were going to be making more money.
No, Samantha, I don't know anything about this.
Well, of course you do. We discussed it in your office.
When? After Samantha left, we shook hands on it.
Well, I hope you two will be very happy together.
Wait a minute!
Oh, boy. Did you have a nice trip, darling?
You would have used me.
You would have had me putting spells on clients.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You and that Larry Tate were ready to cash in on my witchcraft.
Does Larry know?
Oh, don't worry. He won't remember any more than you do.
Good.
Oh, Darren, how could you?
How could I what?
Well, I trusted you. I was ready to give up everything for you. Oh, Mother warned me about human men, but I thought you were different.
I am. I mean, I was. I would have been. You are responsible for all this. Everything was fine until you came swooping in here and stirred up the cauldron. Well, this is my house. You're not welcome, and I want you out of here on the next broom.
Just a minute. That is my mother, and you cannot talk to her that way.
Well, it may be your mother, but it's my mother-in-law, and that makes her a horse of a different color.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you call my mother a horse?
She's all mother-in-law and a yard wide.
A yard wide? How dare you?
Make that 2 yards.
Darren, I never realized how cruel and thoughtless and rude you could be.
I'm still pitching with a cold arm. Wait till I get warmed up. You can just be thankful I didn't meet her before I proposed to you.
Oh, what a terrible thing to say. What a terrible thing to say.
Well, now you know, darling. He's showing his true colors.
Oh, boy, do I know. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. You witches think you're so different. Well, you're acting just like any ordinary, run-of-the-mill human mother and daughter.
Oh, come on, Samantha. Take the baby and come home to mother. There's no reason to put up with this any longer.
Hold it. Samantha and the baby are not leaving this house except over my unconscious body.
Oof, what could be fairer than that?
Well, it's all for the best.
Well, he is my husband.
Well, let's not quibble about technicalities.
Technicalities? He's the father of your grandchild.
But you've already seen that he never would have married you.
You've been pulling that hanky-panky behind my back. Now, Samantha, you know that I love you. I always have loved you. If you take me back, I'll prove it to you.
You're not afraid?
Not a bit.
Mother?
What? Send us back.
Oh,
Hemlock.
Thunder. Lightning. Hail. Rain. Rummer. Dumber. Lummer. Bay. Backward, turn backward. O time in thy flight. Again send them back and out of my sight.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes?
I didn't have anything to do with this idea.
No, I take the full credit for it. But think what this would mean, Samantha. With a judicious use of your powers, you two could be the wealthiest young couple in the country.
In the meantime, you wouldn't be exactly poverty-stricken yourself, would you?
I think I would be entitled to a modest amount of fallout, shall we say, for having had the inspiration. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. I've given you the bare bones of the idea. Of course, we'll have to flesh it out a little.
Larry, take your bones and get out of here.
Huh?
Ow! What's the matter with you?
You sore because I want a piece of the action?
There isn't going to be any action. Of all the greedy, underhanded schemes I ever heard of, that is the worst. I'm not going to let you or anybody else take advantage of Samantha.
I don't like your attitude, Stevens. Remember who signed your paycheck.
Not anymore, you don't, buddy boy. Find yourself another boy.
Now,
you get out of here before I throw you.
How about that?
Oh, Darren, you were wonderful.
Any success I make in the business world, I'm going to make on my own. And I want you to promise here and now that you won't ever use that power of yours to help me in any way.
I'll do my best. Now, where were we?
Ah, yes. Sit down. I was just telling you how promising my financial future was. Oh, boy.
We'll skip that part. Now, what was the next thing you were going to say before we were interrupted?
We are not going to be interrupted again. I'm not going to let anybody through that door.
Mother, how dare you come crashing in here? He was just about to propose.
Oh, forgive me, darling. I thought he'd like to meet your mother first. It's the acid test, you know.
Oh, you're kidding. Sir? Dear, I'd like you to meet my mother.
Mother?
Yes. This is my mother.
How do you do? Any mother of Samantha's is a mother of...
Oh, so human. Oh, that's out of the question. Come on, Samantha, I'm going to take you right home.
May I say something?
Must you?
I know this must come as a great shock to you. It must be just as difficult for you to adjust to as it was for me.
Not difficult at all.
Good.
It's impossible. Are you coming, Samantha?
Mother, I love him.
Why, he isn't even good looking.
I think he's adorable.
Well, that settles that.
Don't you help it.
I won't have to.
I don't care what you do to me, you can't keep me away from Samantha.
No? Now, Mother, you stop that. Oh, Samantha, you're just a silly little child. Now, I'm not going to stand by and see you make a fool of yourself.
Okay, Mom, knock it off.
Mom! Oh, how disgusting.
Well, you're just going to have to get used to it. Daughter or not, you can't talk that way to the girl I'm going to marry.
Darren, is that a proposal?
I've had enough interruptions. Will you marry me, yes or no?
Those are the sweetest words I ever heard.
Will you answer me?
Oh, yes.
I guess I made it, huh?
You sure did.
Isn't that sickening?
Not to us, it isn't.
You both acted just like children.
Don't you think it's just a little bit childish not to admit when you're wrong?
Don't be a bad sport, Mom.
Well, I am.
Mother, put that chair back.